And as I sit before the keyboard, wondering in a manner that may just distract myself from losing and getting lost in the tapping of the keys, pausing at each fresh line in a pause, as I wait to equalize the lines, looking for a stop or a beginning, waiting for a fresh inspiration that will dance my fingers across the keys and let me become lost in the motion of fingers tapping unconcernedly about others' considerations and thoughts relating to my considerations and thoughts, concerned only with the expression of what is latent, is grasping inside of myself an immersion, a release, a loss of pent-up anger, or remorse, as though I am a machine which has no need to be concerned to feel or care about those who cross along my path, cross along my ways, that I am not meant to become emotionally invested in the stories of my clients, not meant to become emotionally invested when I must release them back into the custody of their abuser parents, release them back into the wild as though they are cognizant of their dangers, cognizant of their dilemmas, and I am just a professional who maintains a calm and dignified manner which allows them to adjust, redress, address, and confront not their issues, but rather their behavior, that I am not meant to take aside, not meant to say that child is more guilty or that parent is more guilty, but to listen expressionlessly, tone deaf, and to mildly observant to the factors underlying the surface which show themselves in adjustment disorders and depression, acts of violence and retribution, and the tears and the shaking fears which pin these clients to the couches and the floors of the shelter where I work. And I am supposed to be blindly professional, to detach myself from the situation and observe in as calculatedly a manner as is possible, and to not become emotionally involved. And there are some days in which I am a model of myself, wherein I exhibit that cool, collected demeanor in which the clients are able to vent and redress toward an immovable object, which is I, and other days I fail, wanting only to release a stream of frustration or anger, when calmly professional, I listen to a mother saying, I don't know why she prefers being in shelters to being at home, with a disgusted look on her face, a distrustful grimace, when earlier in the morning we ended a phone conversation where she battered her daughter for information about the abuse her brother was doling out onto her, battering her daughter for a clue in which she could defend her son because, after all, he hates these places and will never return to detention. And I am supposed to remain silent, to listen to CPS saying, they won't take custody of this child, and the slip which passes to me from them about mother suing us once already, and we cannot afford it. To the detective who stood at the safe child and listened to her describe how her brother touches her and his incredulous upset that no one would protect this child. And my hands are tied, and I cannot say to this mother, you are unfit to be a parent. That I cannot deny to this mother the legal right she has to take her daughter back to a household where she is scorned and hit and demeaned and laughed at, and in the night when she sleeps, her darling angel son puts her his hand over this girl's mouth and threatens her to be quiet while he touches her. Yes, there are times when the mind runs or will not come to a cohesive thought, come to a cohesive moment which allows me to feel free in abandonment as my fingers fly across this keyboard, tapping out emotions which become expression, which become in the end catharsis for what I must do best to keep locked behind a distant and observant professional exterior. I never said I was a machine, yet there are days where that is all I feel I can be.